Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock with continued coverage of Budget 2026 with thanks to PwC. Pierce Doherty joins me now, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson. Pierce, your reaction to the budget?
Look, this is a budget with Fine Gael's fingerprints all over it. It's one that completely abandons workers and families to look after those at the top. It's absolutely shocking in the middle of a cost of living crisis that there's no tax break for ordinary workers, but big tax breaks for landlords and developers. And people have been left high and dry, and they're really questioning today at a time when there's huge surpluses how a government could design a budget that didn't not only give them a cost of living package as energy prices increase this week and as petrol and diesel goes up tonight, but actually worse than that there for the first time in many, many years has left them actually worse off from their own personal taxation point of view.
And now the government might say that they had limited scope to offer that tax package to ordinary workers, as you put it, and that they decided to spend that money for the hospitality industry, which Sinn Féin were supportive of.
But they didn't have limited scope. The full year cost of their tax package is €2.5 billion. It's one of the biggest tax packages we've seen in many, many, many years. And they have decided to abandon workers and families. They have decided not to provide a tax cut for hard pressed workers who are really, really struggling under the cost of living pressures. But they have ensured that landlords will be better off next year. They will get €1,000 of a tax cut. They have ensured that developers will be better off because there's €250 million in there for developers that goes up to nearly €400 million the following year. They have ensured that the banks will continue to get their sweetheart deal, banks that have €5 billion of profits that pay no tax. So there is decisions here, conscious decisions to abandon people, and there's conscious decisions to make sure that they were in the corner of certain people. And that's why they've looked after those at the top.
Well, what they would say, I suspect, and far be it from me to put words in their mouth, but what they would say is the money to landlords, as you would describe, they would describe as a way of incentivizing landlords to stay in the market or come into the market and therefore increase the pool of rental property, which will help renters in the long term. And with regards to developers, they would say that we need to make it more viable to build at scale in this country. And this is one of the ways we're going to do it. And again, that helps people who want to own a home or rent a home.
Let's deal with the two points. If you want to help renters, ban rent increase for the next 3 years. That's what you do. Or even fulfill their promise that they said. They said they would increase the renter's tax credit. That's another broken promise that they did. But if you just introduce a renter's tax credit without banning the rent increase, we know what happens. Rents go up. They went up about an average of €1,100 in the last year for new tenancies. And on the second point you said about activating the sale of apartments, They have provided for €250 million for this on the sale of apartments. Now, you know, Kieran, you can't sell an apartment next year unless it's already been built at the minute. So how is that activating supply when they have allowed for €250 million of your money, your listeners' money, to go into the pockets of developers for apartments that are already under construction? It is absolutely shocking. And they've done that with eyes wide open at the same time when they've said to workers out there who are really, really feeling the pinch that you're getting nothing in this budget.
But Pierce, is the most glaring thing from a tax point of view not that the person who gets up early and goes to work in the morning and is going to be commuting tomorrow morning and putting money into their tank will have to pay extra money on their petrol and their diesel, meanwhile McDonald's on Grafton Street is getting a tax cut, and you are supportive of that?
Well, first of all, I don't support the idea that the person's putting costing more.
You're supportive of the latter part.
On the latter, well,
that's the most glaring aspect of this budget.
Let me just clarify this. So, first of all, we're absolutely opposed to the increase in petrol and diesel and continue to vote against it. In relation to support for the hospitality sector, of course, if there was a way to carve out the big multiples, we would absolutely do it. But what I want to ensure is that retailers in my own constituency, in Donegal and elsewhere, who are struggling to survive, that actually can survive, and not only that, but actually hopefully can reduce their prices and pass that on to consumers out there. But the idea that that is the big issue in terms of the budget, it's not. There's another...
I'm looking at the text message coming in. It's a big issue for a lot of people. They wonder why... And listen, they broadly will agree with the point you're making. The struggling cafe or restaurant in the small town, be it kind of Rathcarn, Rathnure or Raffo, the closure of that, if you're going from 1 to 0, is hugely impactful and nobody wants to see it. There's arguments in favour of social cohesion and whatever. But at the same time, you are given the same tax break to McDonald's on Grafton Street, to Supermax, to the busy restaurants in Dublin, Cork and Galway and Limerick, that they're all getting it. There is no way you can carve them out from a VAT point of view. And this is policy that Sinn Féin supported.
And that's, you're 100% right. You can't carve them out from a policy point of view. And the vast majority of those who will benefit from the reduction in VAT in the hospitality sector are the small individuals, are the retailers, are the cafes, are the restaurants in the west of Ireland and elsewhere that we need to make sure that they stay open and support jobs. But this isn't a zero-sum game. The idea is, and we've shown it very clearly, how you can actually make sure that you support those jobs while also providing a tax package for individuals. We showed the government how you can abolish the USC on the first €40,000 that people earn, putting €750 back into their pockets, how they could provide for energy credits of €450 to help people that are struggling. That isn't the choices that the government made. The government have made very, very clear choices here. Like choices, as I said, €5 billion the banks made in profits, they don't pay tax. That's a conscious choice. That's not an accident. It's a conscious choice. Yeah. They have made a choice here, for example, that people who earn above €125,000 under the SART programme, up to €1 million, that they can get 30% of their income disregarded for tax. That's over €100,000 of a tax reduction for very, very wealthy individuals. These are all choices. And at the same time, who suffers? It's people who are left behind as a result of this budget. When I heard the leaks, I thought, no, they're going to pull something out of the bag here. There's going to have to be something for workers because they've turned their back on them and cost of living. I couldn't believe it when Pascal finished and there was no support for workers. Indeed, it's worse than that because PRSI is going up. So workers are actually going to be worse off as a result of this budget.
Pascal disagree with that contention because he says most of them are going to get pay rises, but we won't get bogged down on that because we're almost out of time. And there's just one final point I want to put to you, Pierce, and it was an argument that Tanya Ward from the Children's Rights Alliance made when she was speaking to Anton a little bit earlier. She was talking about, you know, the increase in child support payments, the extension of the eligibility for the fuel allowance, the income threshold for the working family payment going up, back to school allowance increasing, the DESH Plus school scheme as well for the areas of the highest level of educational disadvantage. And her assessment was, it's like the government have finally targeted the budget at the people who need it most. Do you think she's wrong?
Well, there are measures there, obviously, that we were calling for in terms of the qualified child allowance and all that to be introduced.
So you welcome those decisions?
There's things in the budget. You can't give away €9.5 billion and not have some things that you can welcome, obviously. But the question is that going to actually break the cycle? Is that going to deal with the fact that there's 1 in 5 children living in poverty? Like, the reason that we have 200 children living in poverty today in the state is as a result of budgets. So I don't think it goes anywhere near far enough in relation to what needed to happen. Child benefit is still lower than it was in 2008. We don't have the type of measures that we were arguing for example, double payment for clothing and footwear allowance that would benefit families up to €280. The fuel allowance you mentioned, they put €5 on the fuel allowance. That isn't what was needed. Like, what we needed was double that. So there was measures there that needed to support people. But, like, all of this is interlinked. So if that family is in rental accommodation and the landlord keeps on jacking up the prices, then that's going to result in poverty. If that family is paying, you know, huge costs because they're trying to pay off a mortgage in terms of prices that continue to rise under Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, that impacts on poverty. So there had to be a holistic approach to this. Yeah. And when I sit back and look at this, do I think the numbers are going to go down significantly? Unfortunately, I don't. I don't think this budget does it.
Pierce Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson. Pierce, thanks a million for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.